Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1105, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we just want to finish up. Of course, we're in the middle of Kadima Bebrachos, the order of Brachos, those halachas, and Bezras Hashem, we hope to go on to Shinoi Mokim, with something which we did a while back, and get into those halachas, which we all could understand of extreme importance. Now, I just wanted to finish off. We're in the middle of Simin Kuf Pei Dalid, which talks about when one leaves before they bench, they left their place, but we did do this a while back. We did do this, but the question came up. Person asked, they left Chasna by mistake, and they did not bench. So I think it was very extremely important. In other words, the question was, how much time do I have? And this happens all the time. People forget. They run out, whatever. Run to work, they run, leave a chasna, leave a bar mitzvah, shev, oy vey, I forgot the bench, what do I do now, how much time do I have, and so on. So I think it was of extreme importance, as we always do, as a question comes up, even though it's something that we learned in the past, we want to just review those halachas real quickly and package it up and, you know, keep a handle on it, especially when it's something so negelemais like this, which comes up all the time, we're human beings. So just real quickly to Chazarov, we left off last year, that if somebody, how much time, in other words, how much time would I talk I have? I'm in the car, and we said that a person has to go back. Lechatchila, you should be careful to go back to bench. Not lechatchila. The halacha is you have to bench in the place where you ate. But I forgot. I left. I was in oynis b'shoygeg. Right? It depends. B'shoygeg, b'mezid. But we're trying to work on b'shoygeg. A person by mistake. They left. They slipped up. What do they do now? Right, and they can't go back. They're driving. They're on the highway. Oh, it's going to be. They're going to lose the sheer equal, and they just push it. They can't go back. They got to get to work, and the mamish major rush. Whatever the case is, it's a bidyavid, and they can't go back to the place. So, but the question is now. So now I have to bench where I'm at, basically, where I lose the amount of time. So how much time do I have, Taka? I just woke up. I just remembered 45 minutes later. Could I still bench? Right. So we said. Bottom line is, Mishbura said we ended off last year, which is of extreme importance, very, very important thing, which applies not just to bread, price applies to everything, even if somebody ate an apple, right? You ate a plum, right? As long as you ate a kazayas under a 4 minute period, a kazayas, bechtei, achilas pras, even an apple, even a plum, I'm saying a very simple thing whereby I'm still be hungry, right? I'm going to eat something and push it. It didn't do anything. I had a little snack. I had a little plum, but I ate a kazayas under a 4 minute period. I had cashews. I ate kazayas of cashews, let's say under a 4 minute period. I had almonds, right? By the way, almonds, I think Rabadna brings down the sefer is 25. I think he says 25 almonds and cashews. I think he mentioned 13. So you always try and eat a few more, but which would be a kazayas. And I did it. I'm just giving an example. Under a 4 minute period. Okay, so now there's a chiyah for me to make a after bracha, burn a fascist, or in the case of benching, whatever. But be it as may, bottom line is, Mishbura said in all these things, that these are foods, we're not talking about drinks right now, only foods, a person would have up to 72 minutes, and the Mishbura says, because the question is, the Shulchan Aruch says, when you start to feel hungry, you lost the time you have to make an after bracha. Whether it's burn a fascist or benching, it doesn't matter. But the Mishbura says, what do we do in a case where it's so little, where we get the whole zaman she'ein eroiv, it's such a small amount, right, and I want to eat more. I had one plum, I want to have another plum. I had one small bagel, but I want to have another bagel. I'm still hungry, so I never got full, and I'm still hungry from what I ate, but I ate enough to bench. I ate enough for the bracha achrayna. What do I do now? So Mishbura says, kasra achrayna, like we mentioned last time, in sifkat nchof, the misharina was there, 72 minutes. And he said, v'ad kedei shir zem chuyiv levarach. Until this time, you have to make it after bracha. And then by benching, even more so, right? We can understand. And burn a fashas. Any after bracha, up till 72 minutes, you have to make the after bracha. Whether it's burn a fashas, benching, al hamichya, al hagefen, whatever it is. We'll put aside for a minute al hagefen, but al hamichya, Alagefen also would be in that case for wine, but al hamichya barnefashes what do you call it, and benching and so on. Ad kadei shir zeh mechuyev levarach shebevadei lenis akol, because in that amount of time shebevadei lenis akol afilu achilu mu'etis, even a small amount of food was not fully digested b'shir mu'et kazeh, you would still have to make a after bracha, and even more so by benching, as we could understand. Now, what I wanted to say, he brings down over here two things. So first of all, first and foremost, else, a person should keep in mind that if a person was full, a very important thing which I wanted to mention, if you're sitting, let's say I did not leave, but I'm sitting by a chasna, right? I'm sitting by a chasna 2 hours, right? And I'm constantly a little bite here, a little munch there. So how much time do I have to bench? Or I'm sitting by a sheva brachas, or I'm sitting by a Shabbos meal, or by a Yom Tov meal. It's a big meal, like a shmaka meal, and I packed it in, you know, I'm full and everything. I keep on munch here or munch there. So whatever the case is, which is what should be done in this case, the Mishnah Berurah says one would have even up to a few hours. That's what he says. By big seudas, he brings this down in Sifkat and Yod Ches, by a big seuda, Yoshvin Kama Kama Shor, it's even 2, 3, even 4 hours, right? Lefamim Yeshir Iku Mechilis Pas, but what I ate, when I ate bread, which was 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, Shachla Batchil Afa Pikain, he says in Sifkat and again Yod Ches, Yuchlu Levarch, he could continue, you would still be able to bench, Lesaif Birchas Azman, I'm sorry, again, Afa Pikain, Yuchlu Levarech Levasoif Birchas Hamazon, you would still be able to say Birchas Hamazon, you would still be able to bench. Kevin Shabasoich Meshech Hazeb, even a few hours later, kama v'kama shois, he says, not 72 minutes, a few hours, it's a big meal. Again, I'm stressing, Shabbos meal, Yom Tov meal, wedding, these type of things, even a few hours later. Why? Because of v'soich, kevin v'soich meshech hazeh, oichlim by perois, v'chisonim, v'shoisim, you're eating a little, drinking, excuse me, drinking a little, here and there, here and there. Hakol suda achasi, it's all one big suda, chloinis akol mozen harisa and dummy. It's as though the original bread or the original food was not fully digested, because the fact is a person is constantly munching a little here, a little there. Now, in general, one should try and do that within 72 minutes, take a bite here, a bite there, even in this big meal, which the Mishnah Berurah is saying that we have a few hours, right? That's how he brings it down, because of the fact that's where he brings it. He brings it down. I don't remember often. I saw it in a different place. But the other one should be careful, you know, a little bite here, or at least a drink or whatever, as they're going in the big meal within 72 minutes. Minutes, l'chatchila for sure. B'di'evid, it would still be okay as long as they're still full, as long as they're still full from the meal. So that's why I just wanted to end off with that. Now, as far as, so that's on a big meal, you would have even up to a few hours. Now, on a small meal, like we mentioned before, even though you might not even be full, a little bagel, a little sandwich, up to 72 minutes, I'm good. Now, again, just backtracking, if I did get full, let's say I'm in the car, right? Let's just end off with this, Billy Nader. I'm in the car, like the case in the car, and I'm still full. They said there's no munching, this, that, but I finished eating, let's say, even an hour and a half ago, which is more than 72 minutes. So as long as a person is still feeling full, the Sefer Reis Halachas brings down, as long as a person is still feeling full, I'm still packed. I had such a big meal. I'm packed. I'm full from the meal. It's going to take a couple of hours, right? So as long as you're still feeling full from the meal that you ate, you still would be able to bench, and especially moreover, over here in a case of a D'oraisa, whereby a person ate the chalta v'savata and they're full, then you would still be able to bench, because of the fact that it goes more than 72 minutes when a person is still full, because that's the Mechaba says, I mean, from the time you start to feel hungry. But up until that time, you have to still bench. Ad emes ayachal levarch, he says in Hey, kuf pei dalid, simen kuf pei dalid, Hey, ad emes ayachal levarch, ad shi yitakal mazim shememeh, v'kama shi yirik holz man, she'eni rav. As long as you don't feel hungry, machmas oyusasuda. So as long as you're not feeling hungry, you could still bench. You're full from the meal. Okay, we'll just finish off next year. Thank you for listening. That's Lachem Bracha Kol Tov.